All eyes turned to Igatarón, whose gaze was fixed on the Primarch.
"If they do not," Vulcan promised, "my brother and I will have words."
Numion ended his vox exchange with Captain Nemator.
15th are advancing, he announced as he turned back to face his brothers.
Vulcan nodded.
Commander Arvek will be making contact in less than a minute. Helms on. Prepare for immediate embarkation. When the ramp opens, we will be ready to advance.
In clanking unison, the Pyreguard obeyed. Igatarón and Gan moved to the front, shields up, as Leodrak and Skatarvar unhitched their power mauls and went in just behind them. Vulcan was next, Numion at his side, clutching the staff of his halberd. Varun and Atanarius were last, the former holding his power axe high up the short haft near its double-edged blade, the latter unsheathing a power sword to kiss the naked blade. All seven warriors carried bolters. Save for Varun, who was an exceptional marksman, they seldom used them. Every one of their weapons was forged by its bearer. Everyone could spit fire like the drakes of old.
"Eye to eye," snarled Numion, reciting the Pyre Guard's war mantra. "Tooth to tooth," the rest replied, including Vulcan.
Now they were forged and ready. The hololith transmitter crackled into life, displaying a head and torso rendering of Commander Arvek.
"You have your breach, my Lord Primarch. Withdrawing now."
Through his retinal lenses, Vulcan saw Arvek's tank formations pushing away from Khartan's core wall. Each engine was rendered as an icon. The display was awash with their signatures. Behind them came the rhino-armored transports of the 15th, and behind that were the Gorgons.
"Any losses?" asked Vulcan.
"None. We met zero resistance. Even when we closed to 50 meters, they did not fire on us."
A tremor of unease entered Vulcan's mind, but he concealed it at once.
"Relay to Captain Nemator," he said to Numion
through the vox feed as he cut the link to Arvek.
"Something wrong, my lord?" asked Numion.
"I expected some form of counterattack."
"Perhaps they've decided to capitulate after all," suggested Atanarius.
"Then why not open the gates?" countered Varun. "A trap!" growled Leodrak, prompting a nod of agreement from his sibling Skatarvar.
Vulcan's mood darkened, his unease evident in his silence. Either way, once Nemator was inside the core wall, they would find out. Captain Nemator had already removed his war helm as he met Vulcan at the breach point in the core wall. The broad-shouldered warrior looked uneasy, and a fine sheen of sweat glistened on his forehead. All lights inside the city were doused, roads, battlements, and interior buildings snuffed out by darkness. The only source of illumination came from scattered fires left by the earlier bombardment, but even in this gloom, evidence of Commander Arvek's armored assault could be seen everywhere. Bodies of Khartan soldiery were twisted amid the rubble of the shattered core wall, which had collapsed in on itself from the severe shelling. Several watchtowers had fallen into the city itself, lying broken in heaps of rockcrete and steel. Corpses lingered here, too, already polluting the air around them with the stench of putrefaction. The entire city was rank with it, and stank of death. Beyond the core wall and the flattened gate, burst inwards by a demolisher shell, there was a long esplanade. From the positions of exploded sandbags and mangled tank traps, Vulcan imagined the Khartans might have been staging a second defense line here. In several places, he noticed the burnt-out shells of pillboxes designed to create choke points and funnel an invading enemy into a kill zone. Punctuating the line of pillboxes were much larger bunkers, solid form and permanent additions to the city's defenses. Smoke still drooled from the vision slits of some of the bunkers, telltale evidence of a rapid and aggressive clearance. Of the inhabitants of Khartan, there was no sign.
Do you see that?
Asked Numion, nodding to where the Primarch had been looking.
Yes.
Vulcan's earlier sense of unease grew further.
The tank bombardment doesn't do that. It flattens bunkers. It doesn't cleanse and burn them. A strike team has already been here.
Vulcan took in the scene of carnage, tried to look beyond the obvious wreckage and mortal destruction. Past the esplanade, the concentration of buildings thickened from initially military to civilian. He saw warehouses, factorums, vendors, commercia, homes. Through a gap in the narrow city streets, he caught a glimpse of something swinging gently in the breeze. Nemator saluted as Vulcan reached him, the sharp clank of his fist striking his left breast enough to get the Primarch's attention. Behind him, the Pyre Guard was spreading out. Strict orders had been given that the rest of the Legion should stand down and wait outside.
Captain,
said Vulcan. Nemator was shaken, though it was hard to tell from what.
You need to see this, my lord.
Vulcan spoke over his shoulder to Numion. The Pyre Guard were to secure the area immediately beyond the breach, but advance no further. Then he nodded to Nemator, and the captain led them both on. At the heart of Kartan City, they found the bulk of the dead. Soldiers in barrack houses, gutted and flensed. Pyres of still-burning bodies, impossible to identify from their charred remains, filling the air with greasy smoke. City officials impaled on spikes. Civilians hanging by their necks, swinging to and fro in the breeze.
They slaughtered them,
said Nemator as he surveyed the carnage. Four salamanders accompanied him, and despite the fact they were wearing their battle helms, they looked just as uneasy as their captain. Vulcan unclenched his teeth.
Where are the rest of your company?
Dispersed among the ruins, trying to find survivors.
There'll be none, Vulcan told him. Recall them. We are not needed here. The people of Kartan are beyond our help.
His gaze settled on a bloody symbol daubed on the wall of a scolem. The Primarch's jaw hardened.
When did they even make planetfall?
Asked Nemator, following Vulcan's line of sight.
I don't know.
He didn't speak the language, but he recognized the cursive script, the sharp edges to the graffiti.
It was Nostramon.